Beloved friends, how great and how glorious are the words of John chapter 3 and verse 16. Always telling out the grand old gospel story to a world of sinners. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My beloved friends, who can ever tell how many people, how many adults, how many young people have found God's great salvation by believing the truth of these 25 words? Only in eternal glory shall we ever come to know, without any doubt, the hundreds and thousands of redeemed people who will say, Blessed be John 3:16. And through it have found the Savior. We have learned of the breadth of God's love from our Scripture. We have also learned about the length of God's love, and in our preceding message, the depth of God's love. As we come to the closing message and meditation of this text, we shall dwell upon the height of God's love, reminding our hearts that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. From the depths of hell to the pinnacle of heavenly glory is the great salvation that God gives to every man, to every woman, to every boy, to every girl who will with their heart believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Such a person will say, I know that God loves me. This person will say, I believe that Christ died for me on the cross. This person will say, I am being rescued from eternally perishing in hell. But best of all, this person will be able to say, I possess everlasting life. He gave me eternal life. Oh, please, will you contrast two things, please? We have learned that sinners face eternal death in our text. Eternal separation from God to perish. But we learn today that the one who by faith believes upon the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her own personal Savior does not face eternal death, but everlasting life. Will never die and perish eternally in separation from God. Now, beloved, we would like to quote words of the Lord Jesus from another text. John's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 24. His words give the blessed assurance when you were trusted the Savior that you possess everlasting life. Here is what he said. Verily, verily, a double verily, meaning of a truth, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. My beloved, will you please note, one who believes does not have to hope they may have everlasting life. They do not have to wait for everlasting life, but in the present tense, the Lord Jesus says, hath everlasting life. He that heareth my word, have you heard the words of John 3:16? When God said he so loved you that he gave his son to die for you, that you would never perish? And Jesus here says, if you've heard it, if you believe on him that sent me, believe the message, you have everlasting life. You will never come into judgment, but you already have passed from death unto life. Friend, you do not have to wait until after you die to receive everlasting life. You better get it here, for you never get it after you die. You have to get it here in order to be able to die. And that with joy. Oh, my friend, right now, in time, before you die, That is the time when you should be certain of it. Hath not God said in his word in 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2? Now, not in the future. Now is the accepted time. Now, not in the future. Now is the day of salvation. It is a present salvation. My beloved, I must faithfully say, God doesn't promise to save you tomorrow. But he does promise he can save you now. Then why wait? What will it mean, my friend, to enjoy everlasting life? Let me present two facts. First, you can enjoy having it now. You can enjoy having it now. Eternal life, eternal life, eternal life. You can say it's mine now. And second, best of all, you'll enjoy it for eternity. All eternity. And what is that future eternity? Oh, my beloved, the future eternity of everlasting life. For me, I said the best part of it is coming after you die. You enjoy it while you're here when you trust the Savior in the enjoyment of your soul that you know it's yours. And I tell you, it sure helps you to live too. But best of all, it's when you get in eternity, you're going to enjoy it forever. Is it not the paradise of God in heaven above? May I quote the words of the Lord Jesus? When to the dying repentant thief who turned to the Savior upon the cross, face to face as he was with death, and to him the Lord Jesus said when he repented, verily I say unto thee, today, not tomorrow, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And the Savior gave him salvation, a present salvation, today. Oh, beloved. And he gave him a personal promise. Thou shalt be with me. And he took him into a perfect place. Paradise. The paradise of God. My beloved, will you not realize, here was a dying criminal, paying the penalty of crucifixion for his crime. And he confesses to his guilt. But he turns to the one who was dying on the other cross for his sins. And believe it or not, that dying thief went from his death upon that cross to paradise. Now may I ask you a question? When you die, will your soul go to paradise? Where will you go? Oh, the Savior paid his penalty, not before mankind, but before God. The thief owed a debt to society, and he paid that debt by dying and being crucified. But he found the Savior next to him who paid the debt for all of his sins. For the Savior died for his sins. And he died before the thief died. And when the thief died and went to paradise, he found Jesus waiting for him. Waiting to receive his soul in paradise. And from the depths of hell, at the bridge of hell, at the very brink of hell, the Lord Jesus lifted that soul of that dying penitent thief into paradise. Please, my friend, listen. The Lord Jesus is the only one that can save you from the brink of hell. My friend, as the old hymn says, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath its flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there have I, and you may, my friend, though vile as thee, wash all your sins away. Oh, my beloved, can you sing in the words of that hymn we have been quoting, the chorus of it? I do believe, I now believe that Jesus died for me, that upon the cross he shed his blood from sin to set me free. Oh, my beloved, the height of God's love. May I put it in this perspective? I wonder if you've never enjoyed the thought. When God determined to save sinners through the death of His Son, He did not determine to save them just for the earth. He said, I want to have them in heaven. My beloved, I thank God that His purpose of salvation was not just to save me on the earth and stay in this world forever, but to take me to heaven. And if I may humbly and faithfully say it with all joy, I know no better place to go, and I'm anxious to go to heaven. And that's where God says He's going to take me. Everlasting life in that eternal new creation, forever with the Lord. Sinless, perfect, holy, and the joy of knowing no pain, no sorrow, no crying, no tears, all the former things passed away. A God who loved me, that He sent His Son to die for me, to bring me into the eternal glory of heaven forever. Oh, my friends, everlasting life is free. You cannot buy it. It has revealed to us a wonderful love, for God so loved the world and has described its breadth. It has revealed to us a wonderful gift. He gave His only begotten Son and described the length of His love. It has described to us a wonderful rescue. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, telling us of the depth of such love, but giving to everyone who will believe a wonderful life, everlasting life in its height. For it is written in God's eternal paradise, there shall be no night there, and they need no candles, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Let us pray. Father, in the power and by the presence and the unction of the Holy Spirit, sanctify these eternal truths of Thine eternal love for every man, woman, boy, and girl, to every listening heart, we pray, in Jesus' name, for His glory. Amen.